Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I know who I'm rooting for this week out at the John Deere Classic. It's a hometown boy by the name of Kurt Slattery, played at Rock Ridge High School. I think finished sixth at the IHSA state tournament back in 2006, 2007, somewhere around there, lost track. But what a big moment in your life yesterday, Kurt Slattery. I saw the reaction that Matt Randazzo was able to catch following your round. What a day and what a moment. Some great emotion, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, this has been a dream come true for me. It really has. You know, it's starting to soak in a little bit, and now it's time to get down to work and, you know, just kind of do what I've got to do in order to play really well this week. But I'm just trying to savor this moment and just enjoy this.
Well, tell us about that round yesterday. I asked you, you know, you've been playing golf for a long time. I said, have you ever gone eagle-eagle on back-to-back holes? And you said, I don't think I have. So I guess yesterday was kind of the perfect time maybe to do that for you.
It was the perfect time. It was unbelievable. That's just the perfect way to describe it. And, you know, my family and friends are just saying, this is your year, Kurt. This is your year. And, you know what? I mean, maybe they knew something that I didn't, you know? I was just so patient all day. And even when I stepped up to the last tee and I was 300 par, and I knew I had to make eagle just to even have a chance. I was just like, I'm not giving up. I'm not going to give up. And you know what? I mean, I hit the best driver off the deck from about 290 from the fairway with the wind in my face. And hit that to about 20 feet and made the putt, which was absolutely perfect. And then in the playoff, I hit a stripe drive down 10. And then the guy that was in front of me actually lipped out for eagle. And I got to see a little bit of the line. And I canned the eagle shot myself from 44 yards. It was truly special.
Well, and when you let it go, as they say, on that chip from 44 yards out, did you say, when you let it go, did you say, I think that thing's going in? Or did you have to wait and let it play out?
You had to let it play out. I was waiting. As soon as I hit my spot, I was looking at an exact spot on the green, and I hit that exact spot. I'm like, okay, this is going to be close. And then it was starting to track towards the hole, and I heard the crowd's reaction, like, go in the hole, go in the hole. And I heard it. Next thing I know, it goes around the cup and in. I lost my mind for about two or three seconds, but then I had to contain myself because Sean McCarty still had yet to hit, and I needed to be respectful towards him. So I kind of made sure that everybody was really respectful towards him. But yeah, you know, after he missed his shot, then the celebration started.
All right, so tell us how this plays out now. So you get the final spot in the JDC qualifier. So what happens? We're talking to you late Tuesday morning. So I know the program's Wednesday, and then the opening round is Thursday. What happens for you between now and Thursday? And do you know your tee time yet?
I do not know it yet. I'm going to have a practice round here in about 45 minutes. I'm going to play with David Lawrence, and then we'll probably have a couple other pros join up with us. And then we'll scout out the golf course and do what we got to do. And then, so tonight, I'll just do a lot of resting. Wednesday, I still have yet to find out about, like, you know, if we can get out there and practice too much or anything like that. This is my first rodeo, so I am not 100% sure. I'm just kind of going with the flow right now. But I'll get some practice in on Wednesday, and then today, I will definitely just practice a bunch and scout out the golf course as much as I can.
Well, I know you've had a life in golf, as they say. You know, you started playing at a young age, and you have a career in golf now at Pinnacle, and I know you've done some instructional work at TPC at Deer Run. So is it playing up to kind of being the perfect setup for you this week? You get to play at Pinnacle, and now I don't know how many rounds you've played in your life at TPC at Deer Run.
It has been. I mean, it's been actually an absolutely perfect 24 hours. You know, I teach out of TPC a couple days a week, and, you know, I teach a little bit out of Pinnacle, and, or I don't teach, I do some shop work, but I couldn't have drawn this up any better. You know, this has just been a dream come true. I wouldn't have wanted this any other way, you know, doing it the hardest way possible, and it's just so rewarding, so rewarding.
All right, and I know you have a busy week, and we're going to let you go, but can you tell me what the emotion will be when, I don't know whether you're going to tee off from 1 or 10 on Thursday. I hope they let you tee off from 1. I know that's all dependent what the setup is, but when you stick the tee in the turf and you get set to hit and they announce, you know, Kurt Slattery from Taylor Ridge, Illinois, what do you think your emotions will be or your reaction, or is that sinking in just yet?
You know what? I mean, what I'm going to try to do is, you know, I'm going to really savor in the moment, you know, kind of take a look around to my friends and family that have supported me throughout the entire time, and really just focus on doing my pre-shot routine, savoring in the moment, taking it like another shot. It's just another shot. It's the first shot of my PGA Tour career, but it's still another shot.
All right. Well, I'm rooting for you this week. So nice going. How exciting on Monday. And as you mentioned, savor the moment Thursday, Friday, hopefully Saturday and Sunday too. Good luck. Nice going at the qualifier, and should be a lot of fun Thursday.
That sounds good. Thank you so much.
Kurt Slattery in the John Deere Classic.